Picture description, intermediate. In the picture, we can see two women who belong to two generations, a grey-haired elderly lady and a smiling young woman. The table is set for only one person, so I think that the younger lady is some sort of carer who is helping the elderly lady with her breakfast. The elderly lady is sitting in a wheelchair, so she probably needs a lot of help. Whether it's a home setting or an old people's home, we cannot really tell. Everything is nice and tidy and spotlessly clean. The elderly lady looks trustingly at her companion, and she seems to be grateful for the help she is getting. Elderly people need a lot of help if their state of health starts to worsen, and it can be a difficult task for their family members. In the past, families used to live together with the grandparents and even the great-grandparents. It was a good arrangement because the younger generation could help the elderly if they needed it, and the elderly could help to take care of and bring up the children. Nowadays, life has changed in this respect. Young people tend to move away from their parents and live their lives independently from their family. They see their parents and grandparents from time to time, but living together is usually not in the picture. That's why it causes a nearly insurmountable problem when an elderly parent or grandparent falls permanently ill and needs constant care. That's when a retirement home comes into the picture, but relocating an old person from his or her home is a difficult decision to make. Old people's homes can be a good solution, though. They can provide the elderly with the medical care they need and also the company of other old people. But finding a good retirement home is not easy. It's either very expensive or affordable, but they have a long waiting list of applicants. It's often a catch-22 situation that is impossible to solve, but you have to solve it anyway.